USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now looking at alternatives for the upcoming State of the Union address after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asks President Trump to postpone the January 29th address until after the partial government shutdown is over. Many Republicans say she's playing politics by wanting to take away the president's opportunity to make his case for a border wall. Reports are now that there's discussion about maybe the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell inviting the president to deliver the annual address in the Senate chamber, though it's considerably smaller than the House chamber and wouldn't be able to accommodate all of the lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It's day four of the L.A. teacher strike, but talks resume at noon local time, and the head of the teachers union says they want to find a solution.
We need the district to engage with us, get us an agreement, so we can reestablish some normalcy in the city.
USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how Income Store is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how, or simply put, you need to generate revenue today, our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, Income Store is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani now says he never claimed he was sure that members of the Trump campaign organization did not collude with Russia during the 2016 election. He told CNN during a contentious interview last night,
I said, President of the United States, there is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin's reaction to Giuliani's claim.
At this point, he appears to acknowledge collusion between the campaign and the Russians. If that's what others have taken from it, that's what I took from it. That's quite an admission by the president's own lawyer.
A man walks into an IHOP location in Huntsville, Alabama last night, gets into a fight with an employee, and ends up going out to his car and coming back with a gun, shooting the place up. They say in the end, two people were dead, including the gunman, although it's not clear who shot and killed him. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The shutdown and the Super Bowl, are they related? Well, there are concerns that the Super Bowl could hit a snag if the partial government shutdown continues into early February when the big game is held. Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson is pointing out that the biggest tourism event in the world this year is coming to Atlanta, and he's wondering what would happen if the largest airport in the world in Atlanta was to have to shut down because of continued TSA sick outs or maybe even a strike. TSA officials report that the number of its workers who've been calling in sick has doubled over the same time last year in recent days. Chapter 11 bankruptcy claiming another retailer in the form of children's clothing chain Gymboree. In its filing late yesterday, the company said it will be closing 800 of its Gymboree and Crazy 8 stores in the U.S. and in Canada as it's looking to sell its Janie and Jack high-end kids fashion line, also its online platform for Gymboree, and its intellectual property. Gymboree has more than 900 stores in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Puerto Rico. This is the San Francisco-based company's second bankruptcy in 2 years, as it closed about 350 stores when it filed for bankruptcy protection in the summer of 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.